The White House issued a one sheet for the 2017 tax reform for economic growth and American jobs. In the proposal, it calls for repealing the 3.8% Obamacare tax that hit small businesses and investment income, meaning if it is approved by Congress, it's one of the first steps to defund Obamacare. As the proposal is to cut the business taxes that help pay for insurance subsidies through Obamacare.
So when you talk about repealing the 3.8% Obamacare tax that hits small business and investment income, is this your official first attempt, I guess, with this to start pulling back on Obamacare? And also, what do you say to your fellow Republicans who say that this tax reform package is more about corporations versus cutting the deficit?
Look, this tax reform package is about growing the economy, creating jobs. It's about the economy. You know, as I started, you know, President Trump comes in every day and talks to the two of us about economic growth, economic prosperity, and jobs, and what are we doing to stimulate economic growth. That's how we're looking at this plan. The 3.8% tax on capital gains, dividends, and interest, the president looks at that very seriously as being a tax on capital being spent to stimulate economic growth, people putting investment capital to work, and people being taxed on their personal businesses. So we're trying to get rid of that to be more stimulative, to have capital go back into the economy to create more jobs.
So is it more business than attacking Obamacare?
It's business. It's to stimulate business investment. We are trying to stimulate business investment.
At the White House, April Ryan, AURN News.